This is Terry Mandel, DOD Training and Attorney, letter to Richard Bucherri, attorney at law, address on file. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Kathleen Waltman, please note the following medical letter, period. First name Kathleen, K-A-T-H-L-E-E-N. Last name Waltman, W-A-L-T-M-A-N. On September 19th, 2023, I performed an independent medical evaluation period. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records as well as taken the history directly from the patient period. I also performed a physical examination period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established period. New paragraph. The patient is a 72-year-old female, height 5'8" tall, weight 160 pounds, period. The patient was involved in an automobile accident on or about February 13, 2022, period. The patient was a driver with her seatbelt on, period. Although she denied loss of consciousness, she did sustain injury, period. Another vehicle ran a red light, striking the patient's vehicle in the driver's side, period. The vehicle was totaled and barely drivable, period. All airbags were deployed, period. The patient was in an Acura SUV, period. The patient was jerked, and as a result, she had a fractured sternum, period. She had immediate pain in her chest, neck, and bilateral shoulders, period. Despite adequate treatment, she is still having a great deal of pain and diminished range of motion involving her neck, period. New paragraph. Her neck pain occurs with diminished range of motion, period. It is a constant pain, period. It is a burning, pulsating type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 9 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10. To a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. It is a non-radiating type pain, period. She was given a nerve block in her neck, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was that day ambulance took her to IU West. They were concerned about a fracture shifting, and she was sent to Methodist emergency room via ambulance, period. She was admitted for approximately 4 days. They did observe her and released her to home, period. She was seen at rehab, and then she was also seen a second time at a rehab facility, team rehab, period. She saw an orthopedic specialist, had an MRI, and was referred to Dr. Shupla for pain, period. Shupla is S-H-U-P-L-A, period. Dr. Shupla did a nerve block approximately 2 weeks ago, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. The patient has problems turning her neck, driving a car, cleaning, cleaning horse stalls, chicken coop cleaning, care for dogs, housework, sex, sleep, and walking over 2 blocks, period. New paragraph. Medications include a statin as well as over-the-counter medicines for this condition, period. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition includes over-the-counter pain medicines, period. New paragraph. Past medical history is positive for hyperlipidemia and arthritis, period. New paragraph, past surgical history, denies other than breast augmentation, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history, revealed the patient never injured her neck in the past, period. She was not in prior automobile accidents, period. She had a work injury where she was pricked by a needle in her finger. It was nothing serious, period. She injured her right palm as a stewardess 10 years ago with no permanency, period. New paragraph. Her occupation is that she is a cashier part-time, period. She has to work with pain and at a slower pace, period. She missed approximately 3 months of work due to this automobile accident. And then following that, she had 2.5 months of limited duty, period. New paragraph. I reviewed an extensive amount of medical records, including medical reports, comma, crash report, comma, State Farm records, comma, EMS records, comma, inpatient bills, comma, and team rehab records, period. Report from Indiana University Health Emergency Room, February 13th, 2022. State 70-year-old female presents via EMS with chest pain after MVC, period, mid-sternal pain, shortness of breath, pain, period. On physical examination, she was in mild distress with tenderness over the mid-sternum, period. Assessment was sternal fracture, comma, chest pain, comma, and MVC, period. She was transferred, and they did a CT of the abdomen and pelvis, showing a mild posterior displaced sternal fracture, period. No acute abdominal findings in the abdomen or pelvis, period. Initial intake notes from team rehab, September 26, 2022, states patient in MBA on February 13, 2022, had neck, shoulder, and upper back pain, period. Came to therapy, states upper back and shoulder improved, period. States neck continues to hurt, period. Current deficits include unable to turn head fully for driving, comma, unable to lift to care for horses, comma, and then unable to perform full yard work, period. They documented diminished range of motion in the cervical area, period. Another daily note from team rehab, November 30th, 2022. Patient states neck pain has improved some, comma, improved ability to turn head with driving, but still difficult over right shoulder, period. Still unable to lift to care for livestock at home, period. Neck continues to hurt daily on right side at base of skull, period. Once again, they documented the abnormal range of motion in the cervical area, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing an IME, I have found that all her treatment is outlined above and for which she has sustained as it relates to the automobile accident of February 13th, 2022, were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me today, Dr. Mandel, ENT examination was negative, period. Pupils equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck revealed normal thyroid, period. There was diminished range of motion of the cervical area as follows, period. Flexion diminished by 24 degrees, comma, extension by 18 degrees, comma, side bending by 14 degrees on the left, comma, 16 degrees on the right, comma, diminished rotation by 18 degrees on the left, comma, and 22 degrees on the right, period. There was diminished strength in the cervical area, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area, period. There was loss of normal cervical lordotic curve, period. Auscultation of the heart was regular rate and rhythm. Auscultation of the lungs clear. On palpation of the sternal area, there was mild tenderness on extreme deep palpation of the mid-sternal region, period. Abdominal examination was soft with normal bowel sounds, period. Thoracic and lumbar areas were unremarkable, period. Examination of the extremities were unremarkable, period. Neurological examination revealed reflexes normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4. Sensation normal, period. Grip strength was normal, period. Circulatory examination revealed pulses normal and symmetrical at 2 over 4, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering my final diagnoses, period. Diagnosis number one is cervical trauma, comma, sprain, comma, pain, comma, and neuropathy, period. Number two, chest trauma, comma, sternal pain, comma, and displaced sternal fracture, markedly improved. Number three, shoulder trauma, comma, strain, comma, and pain resolved, period. The above three diagnoses were caused by the automobile accident of February 13th, 2022, period. New paragraph. At this time, I am rendering an impairment rating, period. Utilizing the book Guides to Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, referring you to Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 3% whole body impairment, period. As a patient ages, she will be much more susceptible to permanent arthritis in the cervical region as a result of this automobile accident, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $95 a month for the remainder of her life, period. A TENS unit would cost approximately $500, period. The patient would benefit by some injections in the cervical region at a cost of $2,500, period. Should these injections be not fruitful, there's always a possibility that surgical intervention may be necessary, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years' experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risks of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DON of Dictation.